I wonder, will there be something that you'll have forgotten about over Christmas? I always forget something. There's always one thing that I forget every year. Sometimes it's one of my children's names. Not quite, but it's one of those, you know, seasons where life is just so busy and you forget something. And my fear is that one day I will forget something really, really important, like to get up for Christmas morning for the service or something like that. But there are four things tonight that I want us to be aware of that we should not forget, that we should not leave out of our Christmas celebrations, that we should be really, really careful to make sure that they're ours this Christmas. So let's pray. Lord, in these moments, I pray that you would speak words that are life-giving into each one of our lives. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. The young people brought four things to the front. They brought this little case. It's a lovely little case. It was part of all the decor that we used here in the church the day of my daughter's wedding, because there was a theme of travel. And if you look at this case, you'll notice that it's got maps of the world all over it. And it simply reminds us of two things. It reminds us that there's no one in this world for whom Jesus didn't come. That there's no one in this world that Jesus doesn't deeply care about. That there's no one in this world that is outside of his reach or outside of his grace or outside of his welcome. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. But it also reminds us of this, that to find your way anywhere in the world, you need a compass. An aeroplane will have a compass. We need to know the direction as to where we're going if we want to travel. And in life, we need a compass. We need boundaries. We need to know which way to turn and which way not to turn. We need to know when to go right and we need to know when to go left. And God has given us not only the knowledge that he loves us and that there's not one of us that is outside of his love, but he wants us to live our lives with a compass. That compass is the scriptures. That compass is God's word. And I want to encourage you, I really want to ask you, I want to plead with all of us that as we would move very soon into a new year, that the word of God would be the rule for our lives. That we would commit every one of us to not just reading the Bible for ourselves, but perhaps finding ways of studying it with others. And above all else, that we would seek to learn and to discover what are the boundaries that God wants us to live within that are for our good and for our blessing. And to really bring our lives fully, more completely, to obey God's word. The second thing that I've got here that I really want to ask you not to leave out of Christmas is this candle. It simply reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. We had a very funny moment. I'm going to tell a little story, a true story at John Mina, at his expense. We were all standing at the back of the church ready to go out the other Saturday and do some visiting in the local streets around the local businesses. Give them a little gift and a sweet or a card and invite the local businesses along to some of the events here and just to bless the local businesses. And in the midst of all the sort of busyness, John decided that he would pray for us before we'd go out. And he began his prayer. And his intent was to say, Lord, you know that it's all about Jesus. But what came out of John's mouth was, it's all about Christmas. Well, it's not all about Christmas. It is all about Jesus. And this little candle, which John in his prayer very quickly brought us back to, that it is all about Jesus Christ, simply reminds us that it is so, so vitally important that it's not just a cliche, but that Christ is at the center of my life and your life, that you've received Christ into your life to be your Savior, that you're believing in him, that you're trusting in him, that you're loving him, that you're following him, that you're pursuing him, that you and I are giving our whole lives to him, holding nothing back, that we're believing that he came into this world for us, that we're believing the truth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that we're confessing that truth with our lips and also with our lives, and that we're following him because we've received him and invited him into our hearts and lives, and we're now seeking to follow him. Make sure that Christ is at the center of your world and of your Christmas. Third that I've got here is a cross. Because sometimes following Christ means carrying a cross. He went to the cross for you and for me. He didn't stay a little baby in a manger. He didn't even stay a grown-up man that would live forever here on earth and heal the sick and perform miracles, and as time would move on, travel the world and preach the gospel and live forever, which he could have done as the Son of God. But that wasn't why he came. He came to pay the price for my sin and your sin. You see, there's sin that characterizes your life and my life. We disobey God. We leave God out of our lives. We live without Christ. And we need to believe in him. We need to believe with our whole heart and our whole life that Jesus lived, not only lived for us, but he died for us. And he died for us on a cross. Sometimes we need to die to ourselves. Sometimes we need to die to our own preferences in order to put Christ first. Following Christ involves a cross. And then lastly, I've got this little cruet of oil. Oil always reminds us of the Holy Spirit. The five foolish virgins in the last story that was read hadn't any oil in their lamps. There's different ways of interpreting those particular verses. But I want to suggest tonight that sometimes, even as Christians, we try to do the Christian thing without God. We try to live the Christian life in our own strength. Rather than ask for God the Holy Spirit to fill us, to soak us, to empower us to live our whole lives for him. So this Christmas, if you are already a follower of Jesus, please, I'd encourage you to move towards a new year with a new openness and a new hunger and a new desire to ask that the Holy Spirit of God would fill your life, that your lamp would be full of oil, trimmed, and ready for the wedding banquet, ready for whatever it is Jesus comes and asks you to do, and ready for that day when he will return again, not as a baby next time round, but as a king and as a judge and as Lord. So this Christmas, he loves you. Yes, you and me. None of us are excluded. This Christmas, it really is a challenge and an invitation and a privilege for it to become all about Jesus. This Christmas, don't be put off when it comes to following Jesus by the fact that it will involve challenge. It will involve you dying to yourself, so that you can live your whole life for Christ. And this Christmas, make a sort of a prayer to Christ that you're going to move forward with a new hunger and a new desire for more of God in your life, more of his Spirit, so that we can do this Christian living, not in our strength, but in his and for his glory. Let us pray.